Here, let me do it. Put your number in, then your card. What's your number, Roland?
315.
See how easy it is?
Engine efficiency?
94%.
We need more. How's the back pressure holding?
What do you think? It's climbing.
Increase the blade inclination. I said increase the blade inclination.
Inclination of the blade is pi over 9. We've reached maximum velocity.
No!
It's cold. It will work.
The engine's going to destroy itself. I'm not going to do that.
It's not going to destroy itself.
Come on, we're almost there.
There's something wrong with our equations.
What happened?
Nothing. Because Cernow pulls the plug.
I'm just protecting the baby. And 4 years of work, Frank.
4 years of work that's going to add up to zilch. Because unless we show some progress,
they're going to pull the plug on us, Ron.
He's right, you know. You should have continued with the test.
Somebody's going to crack Mach 15, and I want that someone to be us. And I'm not going to jeopardize everything just because you two guys can't wait to see a name in print.
It's the print that gets the money, Ron.
If you want to go down in flames together, fine. You go ahead. I'm going to do the math.
Good night, Dr. Keith.
Escape! Are you listening?
How was the wedding?
You mean the part where the groom passed out or the dog bit the drummer?
Did you catch the bouquet?
Maybe. So is that what you couldn't talk to me about over the phone?
A project that everyone says doesn't exist does exist.
The Icarus Project?
The next generation in jet engine design, capable of doubling current supersonic speeds using half the fuel, at least in theory.
And Ronald Surnow was an aeronautical scientist who worked on it here at the university.
Yes.
How close are they?
I'm not sure, but Surnow's the second scientist on the team to die in the last 6 months.
Okay, but how is this an X-File? Mulder, you don't think this has anything to do with UFO technology?
There's something unexplainable here, Scully, but it's certainly not unidentifiable.
Keats?
Dr. Keats?
Looks like we held okay.
We're with the FBI. I'm Agent Mulder. This is Agent Scully. We understand you discovered Dr. Surnow this morning.
What was left of him.
How do you suppose he became trapped in the wind tunnel?
Someone must have shut him in. The door can only be opened or locked from in there.
By computer.
We've already been through this with the police. How many times do we have to rehash it?
Another member of your team died a short time ago, isn't that correct?
Yes. Arthur Greene. He was killed in an automobile accident in November. I'm Frank Nolet. I'm also on the project.
Are you certain it was an accident?
What are you driving at?
Your work seems to be a perfect target for industrial espionage.
Who wrote this?
Ron was working on it when I left.
You see, the handwriting here doesn't seem to match any of the other handwriting on the board.
It isn't mine.
What about Roland Fuller?
Roland's the janitor.
Well, according to the police report, he was the only other person here last night.
Roland didn't do that.
How do you know?
Let's just say Roland isn't exactly a rocket scientist.
Yeah.
Tracy.
With stars.
Roland, there are some people here who would like to talk with you.
Uh-oh. I went off the paper. Sorry.
That's all right, Roland. Tracy, would you like to come help me in the TV room?
Okay.
Hi, Roland. You mind if we sit down? Thanks. You mind if we ask you a couple questions? Do you remember working last night?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember seeing anything unusual? Seeing any strangers? Did Dr. Surnow or Dr. Keats or Dr. Nolet do anything unusual?
Nope.
He must like stars.
147.
Sorry?
Stars.
You like numbers too, huh?
Are you all right?
11, 12, 13.
What happened?
14.
What did you say to upset 15, him so?
16, 17.
It's definitely the work of a fourth and distinct individual. Dr. Surnow's, Dr. Keats, and Dr. Nolet's cursive standards don't match what you found on the whiteboard.
Will you do me a favor and try this?
What is it?
It's something Roland was doodling at the home.
You don't really think that Roland...
Besides Nolette and Keats, he's the only person we can prove was in the lab that night.
Yes, but we're talking about a sophisticated fluid dynamics equation. Roland Fuller barely has an IQ of 70.
Well, you saw his facility with mathematics. Don't some autistic individuals display unusual abilities?
Yes, but even savants behave only as human calculators. I mean, they can perform certain functions, but they can't tell you the value of anything or even the meaning of a number.
I hate to take sides, guys, but the bottom line is no. The terminal stroke on the 6, the roof on the 5. I'm sorry, he didn't write it.
An organic object exposed to liquid nitrogen at minus 320 degrees will become frozen, exhibiting great tensile strength, but is vulnerable to stress from compression or impact. Now, I've seen this demonstrated on a fish before.
I don't think they'll be performing this experiment on Beekman's work. Has this been dusted?
Treat yourself.
Thanks. Hey, Scully, look at these files.
K-Man.
Must be Keats. His file was turned off at 12:31 last night.
But look, someone else entered a file under the name Arthur after 12:31.
And worked on it for nearly 5 hours.
Well, it couldn't have been Keats. Judging from the rigor of the body, he was dead around 12:30.
So you're saying that someone came in here, killed Keats, and then just did some work on an old Dr. Arthur Grable file?
Well, I can't access the Arthur file. We're going to need the password.
Try 15626.
How did you know that that was...
This is Arthur Grable's work on the same fluid dynamics equations the others were working on. Look at all those entries. Someone has been continuing his work for the 6 months since he died.
How did you know what the password was?
Oh.
Roland? Why did you sleep in your clothes last night? Well, let's get you dressed. You have visitors.
I'm not supposed to talk to them.
Who told you that? Remember that talk we had about being shy? These are nice people, Roland.
Hey, Roland, you got more shirts than I do. I think this one will look styling today. What do you think?
The green one.
Green one?
Please.
Mrs. Sturdy, can I talk to you a second? See you later, Roland.
This one? There you go. So do you like your job at the college, Roland?
Yes.
I hear you're very good at it. Do you remember how you got your job?
Man talked to Mrs. Stoddy.
What man?
Dr. Grable.
Was Dr. Grable nice to you?
Yes.
When was the last time you spoke to him? Last week? Day before?
Dr. Grable died.
I'm sorry.
Yes. People die. They go away. And they're not supposed to come back.
Has Roland ever mentioned the name Arthur?
That was Dr. Grable's first name, but we only called him Dr. Grable. I doubt Roland even knew his first name was Arthur.
Mrs. Stoddy, can I get a copy of Roland's file and past history?
Our patients' histories are confidential.
I understand, but I have grounds to obtain them, and the less time we have to spend in court, the more time we have to help Roland.
Roland Fuller was hired by Arthur Grable. He went to the halfway house specifically to find a mentally challenged person.
Are you suggesting that Arthur Grable hired Roland in order to use him? Then are you suggesting that Arthur Grable is not dead?
Well, if he had intentions of killing Nolette, Keats, and Cernow, why not set it up to appear the least likely suspect?
Yeah, but by the look of this, he's Hamburger.
And maybe he staged it. That would explain why his work is continuing on 6 months after his death.
This obituary says that Arthur Grable was born in Seattle. His father was a big banker. His mother was active in a number of charities. Only child, summa cum laude in physics, doctoral and postdoctoral in aeronautical engineering at Harvey Mudd. Brilliant future tragically cut short.
Roland's also from Seattle. He spent most of his life at the Heritage Halfway House. The identity of his parents has been sealed by the courts. There's very little information on Roland before the age of 3. That's when he was put in the Heritage program.
Does it say when he was born?
July 15, 1952.
That's also Arthur's birth date.
Don't you wish you could fly?
I can. When I dream. People can do anything in a dream, you know. One time I had a dream we were married and lived in a house. Do you have dreams, Roland?
Mm.
Is that you?
Yes.
Cool do. What's the story here?
A quantum physics professor of mine at Harvey Mudd flunked me. He challenged a tenet of one of my theories. A theory I later published in Nature. Anyway, to get back at him one afternoon, we decided to take his car apart and put it back together again in his office and left it running.
An egghead classic.
It was Arthur Grable's idea.
Is that Arthur Grable there sitting on the chair?
Yeah.
Was he a practical joker?
On top of all his brilliance, he had a genius for executing elaborate schemes.
Could he be making it seem like a man with a 70 IQ is gaining access to and operating his old computer files?
Arthur would still have to be alive.
Could he have faked his own death?
No.
The police report on the auto accident that killed Arthur Grable is woefully incomplete. It's a dry road surface, no mechanical problems found. The body was never admitted to a county morgue, and there was no funeral.
If you are trying to suggest that Arthur Grable killed Sernow and Keats and is after me next, you're way off. Art could not have done the murders.
How can you be so certain?
This is Arthur Grable. Because of the massive internal damage to his body caused by the car accident, we could only preserve the head.
Wouldn't your client find it somewhat inconvenient to be thought out in the future only to discover he had no functional mobility?
We believe that by the time science figures a way to revive our clients...
You'll also know how to clone new bodies for them.
Exactly. This technology is progressing faster than anyone thought possible. Ask anyone here at the university. So... while for us, the passing of each second brings our bodies closer to death, for our clients, it brings them closer to life.
These fluctuations in temperature, do they happen often?
No, we've had some problems with Dr. Grable's capsule, and the technicians have checked it for possible malfunctions, but they found nothing.
Is it possible the brain is causing the fluctuation?
No, but we are looking for the explanation. The patient's in no danger. He remains perfectly preserved as long as there's liquid nitrogen in the capsule.
May we take a look at Arthur Grable's records? Thank you. Dr. Barrington, in your conception of future medical science, what requirements will exist to be an organ or tissue donor?
Same requirements as there are today. Compatible genetic makeup. It's best if the donor is related.
Holder. Arthur Grable put down only one donor.
Roland Fuller and Arthur Grable have the same birthday. I think they're twins.
Older or younger?
Same age, just less hairy and with better eyesight.
Gotcha. And a mustache?
No, it was the whole beard.
Next.
Close-cropped hair with a slightly receding widow's peak. Who's the glasses?
That's Roland.
Give or take a few pounds. Tell me about your dreams, Roland. It's all right, I won't tell anybody. You know, I had a dream last night. I dreamt I was swimming in this pool, and I could see my father underwater. But when I dove down, the water stung my eyes. And there was another man at the pool, watching me. He upset me. He was asking me questions I didn't want to answer. And I had to leave. I couldn't find my father.
I can't tell you my dreams.
Why not?
Bad.
Your dreams are bad, Roland. Not you. You're a good person.
I hit Tracy.
Your dreams make you hit Tracy.
You know how to work this toy, Roland?
Yeah.
I see the way you work that toy. Just like what's happening to you. You're the spaceship, Roland. And your dreams are the controls.
Who runs the controls?
Have you seen this man recently?
Nolette's gone. We should arrange a security guard to find him.
Mulder, no one's going to provide you with anything once you explain your theory on how Roland Fuller is capable of these murders.
You've got a brother, don't you, Scully?
Yeah, I've got an older one and a younger one.
Well, have you ever thought about calling one of them all day long and then all of a sudden the phone rings and it's one of them calling you?
Does this pitch somehow end with a way for me to lower my long-distance charges?
I believe in psychic connections, and evidence suggests that it's stronger between family members, strongest of all between twin siblings that share the same womb.
Okay. Maybe. But in this case, one sibling has closer ties to a frozen fudgesicle than he does to his own brother.
Arthur Grable is not dead. He's in a state of consciousness that no human has ever returned from. And what if that state allows one to develop psychic ability to a potential that the conscious mind is too preoccupied to explore or believe in? He could use that ability to control his brother to kill those scientists.
But why? He's been working with these colleagues for years.
Well, that's a question that only Dr. Nolette can answer.
Okay. Let's go. I have to call my brother.
We gotta find Nolette.
Let's talk to campus security.
We go this way?
No, we go left.
Wherever you are, Arthur. I'm sure you'll appreciate this.
Arthur and Roland Grable, born a Puget Presbyterian to Mr. and Mrs. Lewis Grable on July 15th, 1952. Arthur was 4 minutes older than Roland.
Identical twins.
Which means that they're the result of a single egg fertilized by a single sperm.
I've read studies which suggest that in some cases the identical twin arises very early in the embryonic stage, when a mutation in one cell is rejected by the other cells as foreign.
So that maybe Roland's condition is the result of a damaged chromosome rejected by one of Arthur's cells?
In a way, that would explain Arthur's genius and Roland's strange mathematical gift.
In a way. Agent Scully.
This is Larry Barrington at the Avalon Foundation. We've got a situation here.
Uh-huh.
Last night we had a break-in at the facility. That's right. Yeah, it's Arthur Grable's storage unit. His internal thermostat's been compromised.
Was there any tissue damage?
We're trying to assess that now. The temperature's still rising. Something's blocking our access to the cooling program.
Someone tampered with Arthur Grable's capsule. They're attempting to stabilize it now.
Oh.
I have seen further than other men. It's because I have stood on the shoulders of giants.
Love?
This isn't yours.
It's amazing. There's this body sitting there in front of me talking. But you're controlling it, Arthur.
It took my work.
What good was your work going to do you? You died before you could finish it, before you could publish it.
It was mine!
And a brilliant piece of work, too. When I saw the writing on the whiteboard, I knew someone had found the key. Mach 15 was within our reach. Our futures were guaranteed. Ironic, isn't it? You did all the work, and I get all the glory.
No!
Yes. Yes, Arthur. I was here, working on the intake problem, moments away from a solution, when you attacked me. Fortunately, I was carrying a gun. After the murder of my colleagues, who could blame me? That's interesting. I got it. That's it. I've got it.
He'll be held in psychiatric custody for evaluation.
Is he being charged with a crime?
The DA hasn't made that determination yet.
But we've recommended that he be remanded to your custody as soon as the court deems it appropriate.
How could this happen? Roland never exhibited any violent tendencies.
It's my belief that he wasn't acting under his own volition.
What do you mean?
This is the work of Arthur Grable, Roland's brother. It's a new theory of jet propulsion, unfinished at the time of his death. In the last 2 weeks, Roland has completed the calculations.
How?
We're not sure, Mrs. Stodey. All we know is that Roland was somehow able to finish his brother's research.
This.